Welcome to the Igniting Souls podcast with Carrie Oberbrunner. Carrie believes if you want to experience clarity in business and in life, then discovering who you are, why you're here, and where you're going is a must. The Igniting Souls podcast is dedicated to help you do just this. And now, here's Carrie.
Hey, a lot of you are listening right now because you are in a day job that you know is not going to be your final resting place, right? Let's be honest. Maybe you found the podcast through the book I did, Day Job to Dream Job. I get this question all the time. Carrie, what is the fastest way to cash? Meaning, I'm in a job that I don't want to retire in. It's killing me. It's not where I'm fully engaged. How do I create a side hustle? What is the quickest way to cash? That's what they're really asking. What is the fastest way to cash? That's what we're talking about today. Because in my opinion, I believe that it is the coaching business. The coaching business is the fastest way to cash. It's also the least risky. There is no startup fees that are astronomical. You don't have to buy a franchise. I mean, there's so many other examples out there that are big, they're risky, they're full-on commitments. With coaching gives you this amazing ticket to be able to experiment on the side with a couple hours a week and really build up your income so that when you go day job to dream job, the leap is not as big. It's not as scary. This is the route that I took. It's one of the major pieces that allowed me to go pro with my passion. I mentioned in the past that a ghostwriting gig was a fantastic door opening. And I often help people with ghostwriting getting started. In fact, if that's you, check out ghostwriteracademy.com, ghostwriteracademy.com. But let's face it, not everybody wants to do ghostwriting, and that can be a big nut to crack unless people really have a passion to write. So coaching for me was a fantastic side hustle where I began to build clients, and suddenly now I'm not looking at zero income when I want to go day job to dream job. Now I'm looking at, well, gee, I have 10, 15, 20 clients, and I'm actually losing money. I'm actually losing income by staying in my day job. That is a great place to be. And we're going to talk all about that today. How do you become a six-figure earner as a coach this year? First, why am I such a big fan of coaching? Well, for starters, it is one of the fastest growing professions. It's a multi-billion dollar industry producing incredible benefits for the coach and the client. Let's talk about it, right? It's not just about the money. It's actually what you do as a coach and what you experience as a coachee, or I'll just call it client because I think it's a little less confusing. So coaches, here's what they do. They enjoy the ability to work from wherever, whenever, with just a laptop or a phone. That is cool. That is freedom. Just recently, I spoke with someone who, again, they're tied to their office. They're tied to their city. They're tied to all kinds of just factors that create this prison-like condition. And with coaching, you can coach people on Skype. You can coach people on Zoom. You can coach people just in a number of ways, FaceTime. I mean, whatever you want to do. Virtual coaching today does not need to be reduced in price. You do not need to charge more or less if you are literally coaching someone virtually. Me, as well as many of my colleagues in the industry, we don't reduce by one dime our coaching rate because You are creating value. And now, I prefer video coaching versus phone coaching, but I have done the last 7 years phone call coaching as well. Absolutely. One of my coaches, one of my clients, Linda Outka, for years, we always coached via phone. She's in South Dakota. I'm in Ohio. And another one, Jill Scott, I coached her all the way in the UK for years via phone. So don't think for a second that, oh, well, you know, I live in a small town and nobody around me would pay my fee and I just can't. Look, you might actually, in fact, I would argue you're probably not going to get clients in your own town. This isn't always the case, but a lot of times it is because, hey, my favorite book says a prophet is not without honor except in his or her own hometown. Many times, because you grew up in the city that you live or because people are familiar with you, they may not see you as a coach. That's not always the case. What's funny these days is many people that knew me back when I was a pastor in a nonprofit organization, they didn't see me as a business coach at all. Not at all. What's ironic is now these people are coming back and becoming clients. So sometimes it takes that thing as well, where the people around you, they're familiar with you, they may not get you, they may not understand the value proposition statement you can create for them. However, what's awesome is that as you get out there, as you get your, quote, hands dirty in the industry, you can, and I never liked that term. What does it even mean? let's just say, as you get some experience, more experience, they may come back. What else can coaches enjoy the ability to? They can convert their knowledge and experience into true value for others. I know so many people that have this amazing knowledge or experience. Maybe they could be an interior decorating coach. Seriously. I just saw a movie about Ferdinand. It's a crazy movie for kids. And I took my wife and kids there. But what's interesting is I found it the first kids movie I've ever seen that uses the word coach in the sense that we understand. I know it's a little bit crazy, but hang with me with this illustration. This is actually a good sign. If it's breaking into kids' cartoons, this means that there is the awareness of coaching. There's this crazy little female goat, and she is a coach to help bulls become prize bulls in the bull ring. You know, so she identifies herself as a coach. That's her goal in life, is to be a coach. I found that very unique that we're now breaking in this industry into the self-awareness that it's now found in kids' movies. Pretty crazy. In fact, I'm going to make a little note about that because that's big time. What else? Oh, so converting knowledge and experience into true value for others. I've known people that have been able to coach with finances, exercise. One of our tribe members, Susan Zartman, health coach. Laura Diehl, D-I-E-H-L. She is a grief coach. She might not identify herself as that, but I got to tell her that. Laura, you're a grief coach. When someone loses their child like she did, she coaches them through the process of healing and hope. It's amazing what she offers. I know people that are coaches for autistic families that experience autism because one of their kids struggles with it, and they can coach. They're providing true value because they've gone through it and experience, and it's very, very helpful for these people. In fact, these people thank them for being a coach. Let's talk about that. I want to deviate just for a second. We'll come back to what coaches enjoy, but that brings up a very, very important quality about good coaching. There was an article written by the Harvard Business Review by Diane Kutu and Carol Kaufman, Great article. It's very fascinating. I encourage you to Google it. It's called What Coaches Can Do for You. And it breaks down the coaching industry, the reason why coaches are hired, how much they charge. We teach all this in our coaching programs. In fact, we have something called the Igniting Souls Team, where we have now over 200 coaches. We love to train our coaches, and it's pretty cool. But the second highest, this is super important. Why do people hire coaches? What are the companies that hire them or the individuals looking for? Okay, 65%, which is the highest category. They quote or they list experience coaching in similar setting. So the highest category was, hey, do they have experience? Now, even if you say, Carrie, I have zero experience, I would challenge you with that, because my guess is if you're listening to this podcast, you're a lifelong learner. And if you're a lifelong learner, that means you're also a lifelong teacher, right? You value knowledge, you value education, you value personal growth and self-help. Therefore, even if you haven't had the title of coach, you are absolutely a coach. The people I hang with are always coaching me. Even my, quote, team, that some of them, I pay them a monthly, whatever you want to call it, I don't know, a monthly check. I ask these people to coach me. I'm always around people who are coaching me, and I coach them. Absolutely. It's not a position. It's a mindset. You're either a coach or you're not. You either care about personal growth and self-help and improving others, or you don't. So this isn't like, ooh, you know, I've been a coach for 35 years. You have to have a title. No, you don't. It's a mindset. It's a lifestyle. Number two, though, check this out. 61%. So 61% of the people that were surveyed checked clear methodology. This is where our coaching team excels. We hand every single one of our coaches a clear methodology. That means that you don't want to just say, hey, I'm a coach. Well, what do we do in our first session? I don't know. What do you want to talk about? Look, that might be tricky and slick, but I don't like that type of coaching. If I'm going to pay high value and high dollar to a coach, I want to know the framework. We call this a methodology or a framework. It's basically it's basically a solution broken down into simple steps. That's what a framework or a methodology is. It's solving a problem. It's a solution, but it's broken down into simple steps. We call this methodology or framework. That is very important. If you want to become a six-figure earner as a coach this year, you need a clear methodology, a clear framework. Why? Because it basically, coaching is inviting people on a journey. When you say, hey, I'd love to coach you, you are basically saying, I will take you somewhere. You are here today and you are wanting or aspiring to get over there. And the methodology is like the signposts of how we are going to get there. Very, very important. It's the second highest category, according to the Harvard Business Review, of what makes a successful coach, of what makes a coach that people want to hire. That's the second highest reason. Experience is number one. Clear methodology is number two. We've already helped you overcome the experience one, because we've said it's not a position, it's not a vocation, it's a mindset. And number two, you need a methodology, you need a framework. We'll talk about that at the end, because I have a very cool solution if you don't have one yet. Let's jump back now to the third thing that coaches enjoy. The reason why I love coaching is because you get to co-create visible results in the life of others. Let me say that again. You get to co-create visible results in the life of others. Something inside me gets lit up like a Christmas tree when I see other people get it, when I see them catch a glimpse of what their potential is. When I see them start believing instead of doubting their own talent, that fires me up. That's why I love coaching. I'm an author coach, right? I'm a business coach. But twice a week, I get to coach authors. And it is so fun. I've been doing this for years. It is awesome to see authors finally catch a glimpse of what's possible with their book. I love doing it. So there's nothing more exciting to me than to co-create in the lives of others. Look, back when I was really immature, let's be honest here, right? We all start out as immature, unaware people. I used to think it was all about personal success. Back when I first started in the business world, I thought, you know, it's all about my success. It's all about me pushing forward. That's empty. Okay, I still see people, young and old, that are on that train. It's all about them. It's all about their own personal success. To me, what is so much more rewarding, and I'm looking at my bookshelf right now, author after author, coach after coach, speaker after speaker, I'm looking at their books on my bookshelf. That is more fulfilling. Significance is more fulfilling than success. You need both. Okay, it's not one or the other, but you get to this level in your career where you suddenly say, you know, it's not just about more money, it's not just about more love, right, from other people. It's about creating significance in other people, that and success in other people. That gives you something that cannot be taken away. That's so much more fulfilling. It's fantastic. That's one of the reasons why I think coaching is so powerful, because you and your coachee are like together rolling up your sleeves and you're in it. They might be getting the credit. They might be getting the glory. They might be getting the advances personally and professionally, but you're in the corner helping them. I mean, look at every single industry, military, education, athletics. Every single person who is successful has a coach. It comes with the territory. Whether you're Michael Phelps, right? Olympic gold medalist, or whether you are some PhD researcher who, Angela Duckworth, author of Grit, she has no qualms about saying, I'm here today because I've had crazy amazing coaches in my life. That is part of what makes coaching so amazing. And number four, coaches enjoy the ability to get paid to do what they love and invest in clients from around the world. That is crazy fulfilling. It's crazy fulfilling. Look, I get it. Some people are from a small town. They're not seeing, you know, results in Australia or in the UK or something like that. But maybe this small town person in the US can invest in those people and suddenly say, you know what, I'm touching the nations through my coaching. That's pretty slick. Okay, what do coaching clients enjoy? They enjoy four benefits as well. And then we're going to talk about next steps, because look, today my goal is to just raise your awareness of what's possible with becoming a six-figure coach this year. We will talk more about the how. The how, number one, was clear methodology, absolutely important. We'll also talk about some other details here in just a moment. But let's talk really quickly about what coaching clients, like why would someone pay you money to coach them? Well, number one, they need a truth teller. Look, if it were all easy, if every one of us could just wake up and say, you know what, I'm going to go will myself to do this today. I don't need accountability. You know what? That's not true. We all need this truth teller who's saying, you know what, your dream is too small. You're not going deep enough. You know, I'm gonna stand up to you and challenge you. I love what Pascal said. Pascal said that the greatest gift, that our chief desire, I believe it was Pascal, our chief want in life is someone who will make us do what we can. Did you hear that? our chief want in life is to have someone who will make us do what we can. And by the way, that was Ralph Waldo Emerson. Pascal said, "I give you the gift of these four words, I believe in you." I love those two quotes. A coach is someone who makes us do what we can and someone who gives us the gift of belief. Chet Scott, for me, my coach for years, was that type of person. I would not be where I am today unless he got in my face and challenged me with the truth. And the truth is I was hiding, I was safe, I was scared, and my coach busted my chops, as they say, beat me down, challenged me. Chet is like one of the top five people in my life, my coach. Today, all the people I've influenced would not have been influenced had it not been for Chet. Amazing dude. Number two, regular accountability for personal and professional goal achievement. That's what a coach does. Because a coach is in your life weekly or monthly or twice a week or once, whatever. Whatever the frequency is, your coach provides this regular accountability for personal and professional goal achievement. Number three, wisdom and insight from someone who's not directly tied to the outcome. This is important. So many times we think, well, what are the real motives of my manager? What's the real motives of my brother-in-law or my mother or whatever you tend to say? You know, you can't often trust family and friends because they are tied to the outcome. They are relationally tied to you. And therefore, their advice, their coaching is not going to be 100% pro you. They're going to also have this self-vested interest in the outcome. And maybe they know what they need to tell you, but they don't want to tell you because they're scared that it might affect the relationship. Like, even if you say, well, they don't care. They're gonna tell me what my best is. No. Only a coach can give some wisdom and insight that is not directly tied to the outcome. And number four, a confidential relationship that leads to more clarity and more confidence. Let me say that again. A confidential relationship that is so needed. When you have a manager at work who is your coach, guess what? That is not a confidential relationship. In the back of your mind, you do have some skin in the game. There is an agenda there that's called, if I really let my guard down, they can hold that against me. If I really say what's going on in my life or my fears, that may eliminate my job. Not with a coach. A coach is a confidential relationship that leads to more clarity and confidence. So hopefully you're starting to see, like, oh my gosh, coaching is really smart. I mean, coaching allows me to essentially create a side hustle without the massive risk of, you know, being out hundreds of thousands of dollars to buy a franchise. You can do this in a way that is a couple hours a week. You could literally start with one client and you could have one client on the side, and instead of watching Netflix, guess what? You're making income and you're starting to become more confident and you're starting to see, do I really like this thing? And my guess is you're going to say, oh my gosh, this is crazy. This is awesome. You mean I get paid to do this? Every coach that I've ever met says that. They say, I can't believe I get paid to help people experience personal and professional breakthroughs. They're shocked, but that's what good coaches do. Good coaches love it. It doesn't feel like work at all to them. So here's what we're going to do. Today's podcast is sponsored by the Igniting Souls team. The Igniting Souls team. Four times a year, what we do is we say, me personally, our team, what we say is, you know what? We are looking for a few other coaches. We don't hunt for coaches 24/7, 365. We basically say all but four times out of the year, we are creating amazing results in the lives of others. We're igniting souls. That is our passion. But four times a year, we take a quick time out and we say, who around us would be an amazing addition to the team? We have three specific teams. We have the Your Secret Name team that helps people overcome self-limiting beliefs through raising their self-image set point. I don't have time to get into it today, all about the self-image set point, but let me just say this. You will never outperform your own self-image. So many people in this life today are getting results that they don't want. They're having experiences that they didn't ask for because of a low self-esteem. You will never outperform your own self-image. If you are a 2, don't expect to have the life of a 10 because it is a lid that's keeping you down. So what do? In the Your Secret Name team, through the Your Secret Name content, we give you a methodology and a framework, and we literally help you raise the self-image set point of others. I'm going to go quick here. We have a Deeper Path team. What does the Deeper Path team do? It helps people clarify their purpose. Clarity attracts, confusion repels. People who wake up with a clear purpose are people that say that they have a more fulfilling life. These are the people that literally have a happier life because they are fulfilling their purpose. When you are not fulfilling your purpose or you don't know what your purpose is, you suffer from pain in your life. You actually invite chronic pain into your life. So what do? Just like L.P. Jacks, the master in the art of living, the people who know no sharp distinction between their work and their play, their labor and their leisure, their mind and their body, they simply pursue their vision of excellence and leaves others to determine whether they're working or playing to themselves. They always appear to be doing both. That's what the Deeper Path is. It's a methodology called Opus. It's a framework, and we don't have time again to get into it today, but the Deeper Path team is devoted to help people coach others to their purpose. And finally, our last team are Dream Job Coaches. Once people know who they are, their identity, once people know why they're here, their purpose, then suddenly a lot of people say, I'm in the wrong job. I'm in the wrong spot, but I don't know how to make my passion my full-time gig. So Dream Job Coaches are equipped and armed with 9 steps that help people go pro with their passion. To be an Igniting Souls team member is truly amazing. As I mentioned, we already have over 200 people all around the world that get paid from their clients, and we show them all about the business. We show them exactly how to do it. We love to see people all over the world light up other souls on fire through these 3 coaching teams. I'd love for you to consider if coaching today sparked an interest, if you suddenly say, you know what, I get it. I know that I need a framework. I know that I need a methodology. I know that I don't know everything about the coaching industry. Well, a couple things you can do. One is you can apply. As I mentioned, we literally have a short window, and then we close the window and we move on. We keep building the business, keep pouring into our coaches. But if you are interested in this, go to carryoberbrunner.com, carryoberbrunner.com/, and then it's just this episode number. It's /125, carryoberbrunner.com/125. That's where you'll find in the show notes a couple things. You're going to find a free training. We are going to give you a very cool training called the 7 Essentials of Creating a Killer Coaching Business, the 7 Essentials. I don't have time today. My podcast coach is teaching me how to summarize and be shorter on these amazing things. So I'm out of time. I don't have time today to get into all the 7 Essentials and make this a 60-minute podcast. Jeff Brown is saying, dude, you got to keep it short. You got to serve these people. Get in, get out, get out. So that is a free training, absolutely free to you. And that's going to be listed on the show notes. In addition to that, we have applications where people can literally, whether you're listening to this in January of 2018 or who knows, December of 2019, whatever, there's always the links where people can apply. We don't look at their application for months, but then when we open up, boom, we evaluate them, and if it seems like a good fit, we tell them about the next steps. It's a pretty cool system. So hope this served you today. I hope that you are thinking bigger and broader about what's possible. You do have talent. You do have expertise. You do have knowledge. It's time to start cashing in on that. And cashing in a way that's ethical, in a way that fills your significance and success tank. It is truly amazing to be a coach, and it's time that you became a six-figure earner as a coach this year. Stop delaying your dream, because all I know is I would not be here today if 7 years ago I would have said, well, you know, who am I to be a coach, and why would people listen to me? Look, that's self-focused. That's not other-focused. That's me getting hacked by my own self-limiting beliefs. It's time that you start looking toward others and the value that you can provide for them, because you are not here by accident, and you have a tremendous wealth of resources that you can invest in other people. The time is now.
Thanks so much for listening to the Igniting Souls podcast. As a subscriber, we challenge you to be more than just a passive listener. Show up, filled up, and become a member of the tribe. Visit us on the web at carrieoberbrunner.com. Remember, the most powerful weapon on earth is the human soul on fire.